Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your soul. It will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause God
is in
control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the grace
within your heart.
Get better. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God this morning, amen, for his grace and his mercy, for his sovereignty this morning, amen. Welcome, 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 everybody, amen, to the hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for waking us up this morning. Come on, get a stretch in this. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. What the day is going to bring us today. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God on this day. Today, praise God, I'm excited. Amen. Today is April the 1st. Praise God. It's the first of the month. And I'm telling you, it is a time to decree and declare over our lives for the new month. Praise God, because we have to look forward to great things. Amen. We know that a lot of things are going on within the earth. Amen. But we just thank and praise God that we are still yet here. Amen. We just ask God to continue to have his way on the day. Praise God. And we want to get into some things, but I just want to thank and praise God. Amen. For waking us up first and foremost. And we have to active our limbs and we just, you know, just move it in him. Praise God, and trust in him, believing in him, amen, praise God. So I want to pray before I get started this morning, amen, because I'm excited for what God is doing, amen, in the midst of all this chaos, confusion. Truly the Lord is going to bring some great things out of this, amen. So we just thank and praise God in advance, we thank him in advance, amen. So let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just come and I bless your holy name, Father, because you are God all by yourself. And I thank you, Father God, for opening up the airways even now, Lord God. Hey, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God, glory to God. Opening up the airways, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just lift our hands up to you, Father God, in total surrender this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. And I'm asking, Father God, that you will forgive us for our sins on today, God. Create us a clean heart, God, and renew, God, a right spirit within us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you will speak to us today, Father God, from thy very throne room, Lord God. God, that you will move self out the way that the Holy Ghost can have his way on this morning, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, someone needs to be encouraged this morning, God. Somebody needs to uplifting this morning, God. Somebody's losing hope in you this morning, Lord God. So I pray, God, today, Lord God, that you will move by your Holy Spirit, God, through the airways, Lord God, to their homes, wherever they may be, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. And I'm asking, Father God, that you will bless thy people, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, from the north, south, east, and west, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, every household that's represented here today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, even the one that's going to listen later, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray for a special touch from heaven, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I'm asking, Father God, that you move by your Holy Spirit on today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let thy word, God, be hid in our heart, that we will not sin against you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. And I pray for a fresh anointing, God, today. Be upon me, God, and all that's listening, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, that only you can give, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, and I pray, God, any demonic spirits, God, that would try to come up against the radio station right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that this radio station, God, will reach, God, far and near, Father God, to nations that our feet has never touched, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for great things. I thank you for what you're going to do, Lord God. And I bless your holy name, Father God, for all things, Lord God. Now, God, move self out the way that you can have thy own way, God, on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That you, Lord God, will get the glory, Father God. That you will get the glory, Father God, on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you. I glorify you and I lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way, God, today. Special touch, God, special touch upon your people today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe on them, God. Breathe on them, God. Breathe on them, God, in the name of Jesus. And I say thank you, Lord God, for the uplifting, God, today, Lord God, in the name of be here this morning for all, everybody, amen, praise God, including myself this morning, because it's an assignment, amen, that I have accepted from the Lord, and I thank God for MCI Ministry Radio this morning, amen, hallelujah, what God is doing in the atmosphere and how he is blessing and how he is just moving by his Holy Spirit. So today, I just want to say hello, 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 because I realized that as I was telling my husband that many people are listening on this radio, so we want to continue to make sure that we get our word from the Lord, amen, praise God, because I noticed that when we get the stats, amen, Germany, hello, Germany, glory to God, so God is doing his thing, y'all, hallelujah, hello, Germany, hello, India, hello, 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 Nigeria, Uganda, USA, and many, many more, praise God, hallelujah. I just want to give a shout out to those people, amen, that's sharing the show, and, you know, because it's, one thing about it is when we have the word of the Lord, we want to share what God has given us. Amen. Praise God. Don't keep it to yourself. Be evangelist of the word. Amen. Let somebody know, amen, that God is moving in areas because we need God like we never need him before in this time. Amen. Praise God. So let's go to the word of the Lord this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to the word. Let's go to the word. I'm going to be... John, the 11th chapter, John, 11th chapter. I'm going to start there, amen, praise God, because truly God is doing some great things, and he wants us to know that he is with us, amen, in a time like this, amen, praise God. So what our subject today, we want to make sure that we trust God in everything, and it's a hard thing, amen, hashata, yes, God, to trust God, amen, the God that we don't see, a God that we don't see his hands moving in places, but we know that God is there. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of you probably got some things that's going on in your life, and you're saying, Lord, I need you. I need you. I need you. I need guidance, Lord. I need uplifting, Lord. I need you to move in areas, God. But let me tell you, glory to God, God is yet moving on our behalf. So I'm going to start, amen, in John 11. I'm going to go around a little places, amen, because God does have the word for us this morning, and I've been truly blessed by the word, amen. This is when Lazarus and Jesus, amen, the Bible says, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode there 2 days still in the same place. Oh, come on, somebody. Where he was. Then after that saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you, and you go in there again? You go in there again? They want to stone you. Come on, somebody. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walks in the day, he stumbles not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend, come on, my God, I give you glory, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he should do well. Howbeit Jesus spoke of his death. But they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in his sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, somebody. And I am glad for your sake that I was not there. To the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, everybody pronounced it different, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. I want to talk to us today about trusting a God that we really, 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 really sometimes don't really understand. Jesus is an extraordinary person in the natural. And he's trying to get us to be extraordinary. God spoke of on the other day of the Kairos timing. The Kairos timing means the appointed time. The appointed time in the purpose of God. The time when God acts. Come on, somebody. The Kairos is fulfilled in the kingdom of God, and we know the kingdom of God is at hand. Refers to an appointed time, a moment, or a season such as harvest time. What is God saying to us today? God's perfect timing for everything. Glory to God. He's never too early. Come on. He's never too late. Come on, my God, I give you glory. We have to trust him even in our waiting. Trust him even in our wandering. Sometimes we wander, our minds flip and go some other places, and we wonder what God is doing. Trust him in our prayer time. He will answer at the right time. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody today. God's timing. Come on, somebody. Say, God's timing. Not mine. God's will. Not mine. Come on, somebody. God's plan. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Not mine. God's glory, not mine. It's all going to be God's glory. Hallelujah. Have you ever been through a crisis? Maybe you're going through one right now. Amen. Praise God. God want to speak to us in John, the 11th chapter, about how to hang on a time of crisis. Jesus get word that his friend Lazarus is critically ill. Much to the disciples' astonishment, amen, praise God, Jesus doesn't run to heal him, but stays 2 days before leaving. When Jesus arrived to Bethany, home of Lazarus, amen, hallelujah, his two sisters, hallelujah, he learns that Lazarus died 4 days earlier. We're going to talk about the timing of God. God's timing is always perfect. Come on, I'm talking to you this morning. Praise God, I'm talking to myself as well, because I ask God, amen, to give us a word that's going to penetrate our hearts this morning. Amen, praise God. God is never early. He's never late, but always on time. Our timing isn't God's timing for us. God's timing often feels long, and amen, praise God, and it seems like sometimes we get just a little weary, but desperate, you know, sometimes, and we want God to move in such a way, amen. Sometimes, you know, God let us know that everything is not going to be a quick microwave, that he has to prepare some things, amen, but in the midst of all that, God is going to get his glory out of what he's doing in your life, amen, praise God, because why? He's not going to share his glory with nobody, praise God, at the right time, God will provide your needs, and he will make sure that he provides for you. Amen. Praise God. Because why? He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he is God all by himself. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God will provide for what you need. Amen. Praise God. And God knows the right time, and he will provide, praise God, the right things. Amen. At the right time, he will deliver. Somebody shout, he will deliver. God will deliver you. Praise God. Hallelujah. At the right time, God will rescue you. Praise God. At the right time. Amen. Praise God. He wants us to be encouraged today. Praise God. Knowing that he has a plan for us. And when I began to look at it, praise God, he said, now go back. Go back. I want you to go to the word of the Lord. I want you to go to Proverbs 3, praise God, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Come on, somebody. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. And lean not to your own understanding. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he, what? He shall direct your path. Amen. Praise God. When I begin to look up the word, amen. Praise God. Trust, because this is what God is talking to us about trusting him. Amen. And a God, amen, that's doing things for us behind the scenes. Somebody say, God's hand is yet moving. The angels are already being dispatched on our behalf. Praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. It's already moving. Somebody say, the angels are already moving. Praise God. He's already moving for you. Praise God. He's already moving for you. I'm going to say it again. He's already moving for you. I want you to put that in your spirit this morning. Trust, a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. He wants you to trust him today, because we look at the Bible and we see that, amen, that Jesus knows that Lazarus is dead. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. So when I thought about it, and I read that, and then I thought about what Jesus was doing, because in the book, amen, praise God, hallelujah, where in John 11, we find that, yes, Lazarus is dead. Amen, praise God. And Jesus said, I am glad that he's dead. Praise God, hallelujah, for your sake, that my glory shall be revealed. See, there is some things that God is doing in our lives, amen, that it looks dead. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. And it looks like it's not going to happen. Glory to God, glory to God. But somebody say, there is a point in time. There is a kairos time, a time that God will strategically move just for you. Amen. Your name is already there. Your name is already in his spirit. Your name, praise God, is going to do some great things. Amen. Praise God. Your name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Count for something. God did not bring you upon this earth, amen, not to do nothing, not to let his glory be revealed in your life. Praise God. You might have been going through for a long time, for years and years and years and years and years, and it seems like nothing is going to stop. But I'm here to tell you today, praise God, it might look dead. Come on, my God, I give you glory. But my God, he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of you. Now, I want you to, praise God, to bring that power up, Roma Shanda. Bring that trust up, praise God, Hanye Kobo Shanda. Because the Bible tells us that we should go from glory to glory to glory. 38, I'm sorry. Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, coming to the grave. Now, Jesus now is at the grave. I want to talk to us today, praise God, because there were some things, amen, praise God, that we had buried. Yes, Holy Spirit, there are some dreams that you have buried. My God, I give you glory. There are some things that God has put in your heart that you have buried. But let me say this, glory to God, glory to God. It was a cave. A cave. It was a cave and a stone laid upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Take it away. Glory to God. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. For he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto you that if thou wouldest believe, come on, thou shalt see the glory of God. I want to talk to us today. We're going to see the glory of God. My God, I give you glory. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes. Come on, my God, I give you glory. And said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Come on. Oh, my God, I give you glory. And I knew that thou hearest me always. Oh, glory. I want to talk to us today. Jesus said, Father, he looked to heaven and said, Lord, I know that you hear me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So let me just tell you today, praise God, your prayers are being heard. You got to keep praying and keep on believing in the Lord because truly he hears you. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Father, I thank thee that thou heard me, and I knew that thou heardest me always. But because of the people which standeth by, I said it. Now, he said, because of the people, because of all the ones that's around you, that's so cool that my Shia. Oh, glory to God. I want you to do something great, because all stand by me. Oh, glory to God. That don't believe what you're going to do, God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Because some of you believe in God for the supernatural that man cannot do. But know that God is moving on your behalf. What did God put in your heart? What did God say to you? What is burning in your spirit? He said, for all the ones that stand by God, he prayed a prayer. Jesus knew that God heard him. He said, but because of all of them around me, he said, hear me today, God. Hallelujah. He said that they may believe, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. A lot of people around you, amen, praise God, glory to God, glory to God. Don't even believe that God sent you. Thinking that you only made your own pulpit. Thinking that you just studied yourself, praise God, how you saw the whole shutting down. But God let you know, praise God, he will send a witness to let you know that it was him. But because of all the ones that stand by, glory to God, that don't believe in you, yes, Holy Spirit, God is going to show them some great things and great things that's going to happen in your life, praise God, hallelujah. He said, heaven, they may believe. And when he had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Today I want to talk to us, praise God, hallelujah. We might have a crowd around us, my God, I give you glory, that don't believe that God is going to do what he's going to do. Sometimes we got to do a silent prayer. Sometimes we got to keep things to ourselves. because sometimes, praise God, some people's faith is not there where yours is at. A lot of times, amen, praise God. That's why I say we got to get around people, amen, that believe that God is moving in your life, that believe God, amen, for greater for you, that believe God, amen, that God is able to do more than what we could ever think that he can do, praise God. He's able to do more than what we ask him to do, praise God. There are times in our lives that we pray a prayer and God moves in a supernatural way, praise God, that we know it was God. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to God. Have you ever been in a situation, amen, that your back is up against the wall? Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your back is up against the wall, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, and you can't go nowhere. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, nobody going to answer the phone, praise God, to get a prayer through, praise God, and you're looking around, but that's the time that God says, amen, that I am getting your attention, praise God. It might look dead right now, praise God, but God is getting ready to call for your name, praise God. He is getting ready to move in such an extraordinary way. He's going to move, praise God, in a supernatural way, praise God. You got things, amen, that you have asked God that he's going to give you greater than what you asked for. Come on, somebody. He's not a God, a part-time God. He is a God that's always with us, because why? He told us that I'll never leave you nor forsake you, praise God, that he is with you always to the end of the world. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33, which is my favorite scripture, he said, call unto me and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which I know is not. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. He said, all you got to do is call upon me. Call upon me. He said, I'll answer you, praise God, hallelujah, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You have to be purpose-driven by God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. You have to be mobilized by God. Amen. Obo Shanda. You have to see farther than what you're seeing now, praise God. Obo Shanda. And I tell my own self that, praise God, I can't look at nothing in a natural eye. I got to look at the eyes of the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. I might give you glory, God. Hallelujah. At the right time, God will provide for your needs. At the right time, God will deliver you. At the right time, come on, somebody, God will rescue you. Yes, Holy Spirit, at the right time, his time. God's ways are not our ways, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. He said that, praise God, hallelujah, nor are my ways, come on, somebody, my ways, saith the Lord. Ah, yes, God, I give you glory, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, praise God, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. In Isaiah 55, amen, 8 and 9, oh, my God, I give you glory. God has eternal purpose. Ah, glory to God. God is a great I am. He is Yahweh. Praise God. He is Elohim. Come on, somebody. We got to call on the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Yes, he is Jehovah Rohi. Come on, my Shanda. He is the God who sees. Come on, my God, I give you glory. He is Jehovah Shalom. Come on, he is your peace today. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. He is Jehovah Rohi. Come on, somebody. The Lord is your shepherd. My God, I give you glory. He is your shepherd. You shall not want. He said, I'll make your feet like hinds feet. Amen. That you will jump over walls. Amen. You will leap and bound over things. Come on, God is a God. Amen. Bro, my Shanda. You got to work his word today. Praise God. You got to have trust in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who knows the past? He knows your present. He knows your future. Amen. Praise God. And what do we know? We don't really know too much of nothing. But God, nothing in reality, nothing compared to God. If I were Jesus, come on, somebody, huh, my Shanda, I would heal Lazarus. Come on, somebody, right away. But Jesus had a purpose. He had a plan. Amen. Because we know that we'll go and we'll pray for somebody and we believe God for the healing of that person. Amen. Praise God. Hey, couple Shanda. But Jesus wanted to stretch the faith of his disciples and who after his death would be a catalyst to taking the message to Christ, of Christ into the world. God is stretching you. My God, I give you glory. Somebody say, God is stretching me beyond my imagination. When he is finished stretching me, he will catapult me to where to heal people. Yes, he did. He had the power. He had the power to heal. Amen. Praise God, people. Praise God. But to raise a four-day-old corpse. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. Taking faith to a whole nother level. And that's what God is doing. Amen. He's taking our faith to a whole nother level. Even in the midst of all the chaos that's going on, praise God, as he is resetting the globe, amen, the global reset, as he's doing now, praise God, he's taking our faith. He's stretching us. He's catapulting us to where we need to be. And I believe in God that even that Jesus let me know, praise God, that he's doing extraordinary things behind the scene that I don't know, praise God, but I believe and I trust him that he's moving. Somebody say he's moving. He's moving on our behalf. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. He is moving on our behalf. He is doing what he said he's going to do. He's going to do beyond what he said he's going to do in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Know that God is the one that's making a way for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is doing extraordinary things. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, far beyond our imagination. Far beyond our imagination. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank and praise God. Hallelujah for all that he is getting ready to do in the lives of his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God knows what he's doing. He's going to take his time to do what he needs to do within our lives that we can get the glory out of our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God knows. Somebody say, God knows, God knows, God knows. Amen. Hallelujah. He's taken us to a whole nother level. I'm going to go to a song and I'll be right back. Don't you go nowhere because I want to finish up what the Lord has to say to us today. Enjoy. You are on the hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only. Come on, somebody. Dr. Carolyn McNeil. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. I know, Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for all things great and small. Hallelujah. Every time, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Y'all just pray with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, he does.
believe, is going to do what he said do. So where there is, where you put a period, amen, Jesus puts a comma, knowing that, amen, the sentence is not finished yet until I say it's finished. And they, and you know how they say the fact that he is not over yet because she ain't finished singing yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So don't let nobody let you know that, you know, things are over in your life. No, your life is just beginning. I don't care how old you are. Praise God, how young you are. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But I want to encourage you today. Amen. Praise God. Whatever looks dead in your life, God is able to resurrect it. Hey, you got to understand that on the fourth day, he didn't come on the second day. He said, okay, let's go now. Praise God. He said, but I'm doing this, amen, that God can be glorified, amen, praise God. God has to be glorified in your life, amen. People think that it's over, but let me tell you something. It is not over till God say it's over, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. God is doing some extraordinary thing. Lazarus was dead and decaying for 4 days in the tomb, that more than a period, amen, praise God, that an explanation mark, man, that it's done, it's finished, amen, praise God. We got the period, the comma, and the exclamation point where it tells us that Lazarus is done, but it wasn't over, amen. God put a comma in that place, and Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, amen, praise God. His organs functioning, the rotten skin is made new again, amen, praise God. Glory to God, and Jesus will take what is dead in you and raise it from the dead. God will take what's dead that looks dead, amen, praise God, and raise it, praise God. God will do those things. He will see us through the crisis. Somebody say, I might be in a crisis right now, but God has the final say, amen, praise God. Not just barely surviving, but victorious. Come on, somebody. We are victors. We are not the victim. We are champions. Come on, somebody, praise God. We are winners, not whiners. Come on, somebody. Stop putting periods where God put commas. God don't want us to say if the sentence is over, praise God. A lot of times we don't close the book because we think it's over, praise God. But God said, oh, my God, I give you glory. I hear you, Holy Ghost. God said, you know what? I need you to start a new book, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. God needs you to, glory to God, move forward in the things that he has told you to, praise God, is not dead until, and, oh, my God, I give you glory, until God said it's dead. But if God didn't say it, amen, praise God. Oh, Holy Ghost, I thank you. And man can tell you that God ain't going to do this and God ain't going to do that and God ain't say that. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But let me tell you, praise God, don't put the period yet. Come on, somebody. There has to be a comma because God has not finished the sentence. He has not finished the chapter. He has not finished the book yet, praise God, of your life. Amen. The world put a period, come on somebody, after Jesus' crucifixion. But God always has the last say so. On the third day, come on somebody, my God, I give you glory. On a Sunday morning, my God, God raised Jesus from the dead, and he's still yet alive. Come on somebody. The Bible says, glory to God, now know what God is saying because, praise God, yes, he was hanging on the cross. Yes, he was dead. Hey, my God. But God raised him. Somebody say, God raised him. And there's a resurrected power that's on the inside of you. The Spirit of God is still yet on the inside of you. Oh, glory to God. God can able to breathe on you again, touch you again, resurrect you again. Now, a lot of you going weary, praise God, and waiting on God. Because man tells you that God ain't moving. Or yourself tell you that God ain't moving. But let me hear you this morning, praise God. Somebody shout, God is moving for me today. Hey, my Sunday. The angel of the Lord is being dispatched on my behalf. God is a God. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. Is a resurrecting God. He's an extraordinary God. He's doing extraordinary things for us. He's making a way even in our wilderness. Oh, come on. come on, somebody. Glory to God, glory to God. You are coming out of what your grave clothes. For the Bible says, amen, glory to God, that when he called Lazarus, and then I always tell him, praise God, he had to call Lazarus by name. Because if he would have called, amen, anything else, praise God, everything in the grave would have got up. But because he called his name, hi, yes, Holy Spirit, Lazarus came forth. Lazarus had on grave clothes. My God, I give you glory. Even to the point where he was abandoned like a mummy. But the Bible says, amen, hallelujah. Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth. Bound hand and foot. Come on, my God, I give you glory today. With grave clothes on, his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Whatever needs to be loose in your life today, 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 today. Loose today. Whatever needs to be loose. You may ask God to loose your husband. You may ask God to loose your wife. You may ask God to loose your children. You may be asking God to loose your family. Come on, somebody. You might be asking God to loose your ministry. You might be asking God to loose your job. You might be asking God, amen, that I'm going to show you. Loose my career, God. Loose my finances, God. Loose my home, God. Loose my health, God. Oh, glory to God. Today, amen, hallelujah. We got to make a decree over our life. Because the Bible says, hey, go, shining out of my shield. The Bible says, if I decree a thing, it shall be established. And a light shall shine up in his way. Where is the light shining in your life? Praise God. Even when Jesus was dead and came alive, scripture says, oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? Come on, somebody. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus, death and the grave no longer have the last say so in our lives. Jesus, somebody said Jesus, somebody shout Jesus, has the last say so. And because he lives, come on, somebody, if you trust in him and put our lives in his hands, you're going to live too. Are you willing to lay it down at his feet today? You know, I thought about yesterday, amen, how we got to lay it at his feet because he has the answer at his feet. He has the solution at his feet. Everything at his feet, we give it to him today. What are you holding on today? Hallelujah. What looks dead today? That God can't do. That Jesus can't call forth. He knows all about you. He knows where you're at. He knows your heart. And he knows your heart desires. He said, if you submit yourself to him, he said, I will give you the desires of your heart. Have you submitted yourself to the Lord today? Have you submitted your substance to God today? Have you submitted everything to God today? Whatever looks dead, my God, I give you glory. It shall live. It might not be now, but God, Kairos timing is perfect. He knows the right day, the right hour. He knows what he's going to do. We just ain't figure it out. We just don't know. Hi, that's Holy Spirit. We don't know the day of the movement, but he knows already. So while we are yet waiting, let us trust in the Lord with all our heart. And let us not lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him. And he says, I will direct your path. He will do it. God will do it. Stay purpose-driven in your life. Stay in God. Because let me tell you something. He got the best plan. He got the best pay. He got the best benefits. Don't you allow nobody or anybody to make you think that your God ain't moving. Because he's an ordinary God doing extraordinary things in your life. I bless God
I praise God today. Amen. I didn't know how Father was going to speak to us, but I thank him today because we need God in the time that looks crazy, but we know God is moving on our behalf. Hallelujah. Don't give up and don't give in. He said, just step aside and allow me to do my thing. Hallelujah. Can you lift your hands up to Jesus and tell him, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for moving for me. Thank you for moving on all areas of my life. My God, I give you glory. He has the final say of everything. Don't put the period. Allow God to put the comma. Allow God to put the exclamation point in your life. You can't finish the sentence. Allow God to finish the sentence. And don't allow nobody else to finish God's sentence. Hallelujah. Because God has a plan for your life. Hallelujah. Greater than what you ever can think of or imagine. Thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy this morning. Thank you, Jesus, this morning. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you all for joining me on the Hour of Power and Praise. I bless God on this day. Don't you go nowhere. I want to finish. I'm going to finish. I'm going to finish. I want to pray. I just want to pray us out today. Amen. And I'm going to put an end of a song on for you. That your life, amen, after the day, and I pray that it will never be the same. That your faith level will continue to grow from glory to glory to glory. And the uplifting of the Holy Ghost will grab a hold of you and give you another divine encounter. It's going to get better, as the song said when we came on. It's going to get better. God knows. Such a prophetic song. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. On Friday night, I want you to join, amen, at 7 p.m., if I'm not mistaken. Praise God. Pastor Keeping It Real will be doing inspiration, praise, and worship. Amen. And I'm speaking life of inspiration to you on Friday night, amen, at 7 o'clock. Amen. And listen, it's going to be music. Him speaking life, amen, and inspiration to keep us uplifted in this timing, amen, because we all need it. Praise God. We are all shut in. So join him at 7 p.m., amen, on Friday night. Friday night, amen, praise God. And on Sunday, glory to God, I will be on Sunday morning service. Oh, God, I give you glory, but Pastor be on Friday night. Amen. Praise God. I'll be on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Amen. Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. We will have our service online at 9 a.m. that morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And y'all know, praise God, on Monday night, Pastor Keeping It Real will be back on at 6, and you'll fix at 6 on Monday, and I will be back on Wednesday. Amen. But just keep Friday, and we'll continue to give you, you know, what God has given us. Amen. Praise God. Friday at 7 p.m. Don't miss it, y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because inspiration. Amen. He'll be on. He'll be playing music, talking to everybody. Amen. Through the radio. Amen. So bless you all for coming on today. I was truly blessed. I was blessed by God. Amen. Praise God. If you would like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can do so. Amen. Praise God. You can reach me at 302-883-9799. I do have my Cash App, and you can contact me if you want to be a blessing. And keep us on. Amen. Praise God. Your tithing go to your church. Come on now. Your tithing go to your church, but you can sow a seed into the ministry radio in Mount Carmel. Amen. Praise God. Let me pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 God, I give you glory, God, today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we pray right now, God, that you will continue, God, to move by your mighty power, God, in our lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I'm asking, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will continue, God, to have your way, God, in your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you know what they're needed on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, that you will bless
Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, how, yes, Holy Spirit, how you have spoken to us today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And I pray, God, that that word will go deeper within our spirit, Lord God, that the birds will not come, God, that will not come to steal that word, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. And I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for what you're doing and what you have done in their lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For all that sick, I want you to touch where it needs to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. God, I speak it, I speak it, I speak a divine healing. Yes, Holy Spirit, to go through their body right now, Father God, from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I rebuke, God, high blood pressure, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, God, I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would send your healing power, God, in the name of Jesus. God, yes, Holy Ghost, if it's a mind, God, the mind, yes, Holy Spirit, God, if they need healing in their mind, God, yes, God, their mind going to and fro and wandering, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for the mind right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, touch them right now, God, yes, Holy Spirit, God, I pray that you, yes, God, I pray, Lord God, that you will bless the minds of your people, God, in the name of Jesus, yes, Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're getting ready to do in their lives, Lord God. And I pray, God, right now, God, that you will open up double doors for them, God. You spoke to me, Lord, and you told me, Father God, this is a season of double door anointing, Lord God. And I pray right now, God, that we don't have to squeeze through no doors, God, that the doors are already opening for us, God. Every hindering spirit, God, broken right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, God, that houses will come forth, God, in the name of Jesus. God, their transportation will come forth, God, in the name of Jesus. God, their finances will come forth, God, in the name of Jesus. God, their healing will come forth in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for your word, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God, that you are not in our homes, God, that you are giving peace in our homes, God. I speak peace to every home right now, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that peace will abide in their homes, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for every pastor, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for the uplifting of their souls, God, in this time, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, for everyone that has the virus, God. I pray for them right now, God, that healing will come forth, God. I pray for all the ones that lost loved ones, God. I pray, God, today, God, for God, that you will bless them, God, that's grieving, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will send your peace to them, God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Bless your children, God. Bless your children, God. Bless your children, God. Represent it in every home, God. Protect them, shield them, guide them, Lord God. Send peace to their homes, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, I bless you, Father God, for all things, God. And I thank you, Lord, for everyone, God, today, Lord God, that's listening to me, God, on the sound of my voice. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. I will play a song. Amen at the end. God bless you. Reach out to someone. High, just Holy Spirit. Send a message to somebody. Somebody needs hope. Somebody needs the eyes. Shout out the other. Some people are in despair. They need to be encouraged as well. God bless you. God bless you. You was on the hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
They said you can have it. They said you wouldn't make it, but God said I'll open doors. They said it was over for you, but God said it has just begun. They said you might as well give up the fight, but God said the battle is already won.
They talked on your soul.
you didn't have a dream. No, God said you have heard. They said this problem will never end. But God says I'm bringing you out, my child. They said you might as well throw in the towel. But God said this storm is just for a while. They talked on you, they prayed, may have even lied to you. But in the midst of all of that, God still raised up the champion.
Can't be in your life.